Yesterday, the markets gained a little. It's the Business News Hour, early vacation edition for Thursday, the 24th of May. Thanks for clicking through. Economists are saying if you're going to sell your house, do it soon. We'll tell you all about that. More trade uncertainty from the White House. We'll share that story. Got a stressful job? We'll share the top 10 in the United States. We're on the island, and we've got a small business update with Bev Lesnick from the Island Coffee House. And then Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital and Marketing for Business, Episode 16, Through the Power of Technology. We're talking Facebook, fear, best practices, and FOMO, FOMO, the fear of missing out. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. You want to follow us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. Let's get into it, shall we? Yesterday, the markets stalled a bit following uncertainty regarding U.S.-China trade, and the signs for a mixed day today seem very real. U.S. stocks finished slightly higher yesterday after the Federal Reserve announced it would be comfortable letting inflation temporarily run above its target. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 50 points at the close, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 indexes also notching modest gains. On the corporate front, Medtronic, Toronto Dominion Bank, and Best Buy are among some of the major companies scheduled to release latest figures for earnings. Also, Autodesk, Gap, and Splunk, you got it, are set to report their earnings after the trading session today. Hey, in case you've run out of things to worry about, real estate website Zillow and research firm Pulsenomics surveyed more than 100 real estate experts and economists, and roughly half of them predicted the next recession will begin sometime in 2020, most likely in the first quarter. That's actually later than the panel's previous prediction of late 2019. Now, the prediction dovetails with a survey of economists carried out by the Wall Street Journal earlier this month. The economic growth that started in 2009 and is the second longest in U.S. history will likely end in 2020, they said. Quote, "The current economic expansion is getting long in the tooth by historical standards, and more late cycle signs are emerging," end quote. That's according to Scott Anderson, chief economist at Bank of the West, and one of the economists predicting a 2020 recession. Some 59% of private sector economists in the journal's survey forecast a 2020 recession as well. Meanwhile, back to housing. The Zillow survey respondents estimated that home values will increase another 5.5% in 2018 to a median value of $220,800. But housing is not seen as the culprit for a future recession. Instead, the experts predicted that monetary policy will be the deciding factor this time around. In particular, they argue that the Federal Reserve could prompt slower growth if it raises short-term interest rates too quickly. Other concerns the housing experts and economists raised include trade policy, a stock market correction, and an unexpected spike in inflation. All of those things mean, hey, stay tuned. To the point about trade uncertainty comes this story. A statement late yesterday that the Trump administration is investigating auto imports on national security concerns, well, that drew pointed responses from Japan and South Korea, two nations that have been at pains to placate Trump, as well as Germany. The announcement also ended the temporary calm between the U.S. and China, which, in contrast to Washington's actions announced last week, it will reduce import duties on a range of consumer goods in a bid to open its market to outsiders. The competing headlines demonstrate how the world's two largest economies are likely set for years of skirmishes over commerce, as Trump already backs away from an agreement struck just last weekend with China amid domestic criticism. Meanwhile, Germany and China announced they are committed to multilateral trade issues, and South Korea says it has formed a task force with automakers and car associations to review the potential impact on the U.S. auto industry and to consider countermeasures. One word. Yikes. Hey, got a stressful job? Got a little stress in your job? Many do. One of the stressful things about doing a daily business news broadcast is timing. Everything is under the gun. But we sort of all pick our own stress jobs, right? Career information website Zapia.com crunched the numbers in 2017 to come up with its ranking of the most stressful jobs in America. The firm considered an array of factors, including the consequences of making an error, exposure to hazardous conditions, time pressures, yeah, we're talking journalism, and time spent dealing with aggressive and unpleasant people. Come on, are there really? Here are the top 10 most stressful jobs according to their findings. Number 10, medical and clinical lab technicians. Oh, the pressure of getting it right. Number 9, gas and oil rig operators. One false move, and you know what happens there. Continuing mining operation. What does that mean? Well, these are workers that run the self-propelled machines that remove coal, metal, rock, and sand from a mine face and then load it for removal. Talk about stress. Number 7, when you need a nurse anesthetist, you hope you land a great one because nobody wants to wake up during surgery. Kind of a stressful job. Number 6, first-line supervisors of police officers and detectives. How about correctional officers and jailers? They're guards who can never let their guard down. Number 4 of the most stressful jobs in America, emergency medical technicians and paramedics. You know, when stressful jobs come to mind, the work of an EMT has got to be right up there. Number 3, hoist and winch operators. These workers operate hoist and winch drums and got to start and stop them to demand and pulling these huge loads. Timeliness and accuracy are fundamental requirements. Number 2, if you're a subway or streetcar operator, you got stress. I mean, it can be stressful taking subways and streetcars, so it's no wonder that being the one person making sure the transit system runs on time can be even more demanding. And what is the number one most stressful job in America according to this survey? Get ready. First-line supervisors of correctional officers. That's right. Correctional officers themselves showed up lower down the list, but it's their bosses who grab the top spot. Not only must they maintain order and security inside penal institutions, they're tasked with responding to major emergencies, the 10 most stressful jobs in the United States. So where's yours? You think you got stress? Ah, yeah, right. Calm down. We're on island time. By the way, where is journalism in that mix? Hey, coming up next, speaking of the island, a small business backstory with Bev Lesnick from the Island Coffee House. as we do the vacation edition of the Business News Hour. Stay with us.